And so may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Can you hear me now? Okay. There's always somebody that complains. And he sits right about in the middle of the church. Oh, let's see. We have lots of things for you to go over in the bulletin. I'm not going to read them all to you, but please take note. If there's someone here this morning that, or not here this morning, that you know should be here, give them a call. See how they are. Maybe they're on vacation. Hopefully they're not sick. The church picnic, make note of that. That's a fun time. And let me see. There was one more thing I wanted to make note of here. Well, the district day at Kennywood, too. Read about that. That should be a fun time. Okay, I think that's everything. There is a form to fill out if you're coming to the picnic, so we have enough food for everybody and provide rides for those who need a ride. Okay, are there any other announcements? Okay, I think that's everything. Turn in your bulletins to the call to worship, and let's all stand, please. And follow along. Overwhelmed and alone, The Lord is our shepherd. In sickness, unto death,
Christ restores our life.
At war with one another,
Spirit makes us one.
Let us worship God, the one who brings us peace. The next page has a unison prayer. Let's join together. Rock of our salvation, like a river in the desert, your love quenches our thirst for righteousness. Like the bounty of the sea, your covenant feeds our hunger for peace. Your ways are like the moon, an enduring witness in the sky to the eternal nature of your love and care. Be present in our worship, Lord, and heal the wounds that divide us, for we long to be fashioned into new humanity and to be joined together into a holy temple. Through Christ our Shepherd. Amen.
I would invite you at this time to turn in front of your hymnals to page 39. To follow along in the baptismal covenant, and while they're doing that, I'd invite you to come on up. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we are all initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they may present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters, and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water, and after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit, and he called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless the gift of the water and this child who will receive it, to continually wash away their sin, to clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Hello, sweet girl. What name is given to this child?
Stella Monroe.
Della Monroe, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. There you go. I'll stay put for a second. Little princess. You know, I always walk them in our midst. Because baptism does not occur in isolation. It's generally always to occur in a corporate worship service. So that not only moms and dads and sponsors or godparents take a vow, but we as a congregation take a vow to her or to him as well. Precious children in the kingdom and within God's creation. Members of the congregation, if you would pick up your bulletins for the final paragraph that we will be reciting together that has the appropriate wording since General Conference. So members of the household of God, I commend Stella to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant, fully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen.
Let's stand and sing. I'm sorry, don't need to stand. Pardon? Number 127.
may be seated. We're going to insert, the children are going to be singing now from Vacation Bible School, and then they will sit down and we then will continue with the children's sermon.
We have some helpers going to help. Come on up, sweetheart. We're going to do two songs from Vacation Bible School, and our first one is our theme song. And the second one, you all will know, and you can help us, but we'll do the motions.
Glory.
And come on up for the children's sermon. Good deal. Hello, ladies. How are you? Young man. She's bringing mommy. So before you came today, did you have a good breakfast? Did you skip breakfast? Or did you have a bad breakfast? I had a bowl of cereal. Special K with strawberries and yogurt nuggets, I think. I
had pancakes with strawberry syrup and butter.
Pancakes, strawberry syrup, and butter? Somebody was ambitious this morning.
They were frozen.
Okay. Well, do you have a favorite food? What do you like? Okay. What else?
Pizza?
Chicken nuggets? Anybody like lima beans? Me neither. No, that's the one thing it's not my... But when Bill makes his lima bean soup, where are you, Bill? Raise your hand. He's back. I will eat your lima bean soup, all right? That's not bad. I can handle that. Yes. Well, you know... there's a story about Jesus with food. There's a bunch of people. I mean a bunch of people. 5,000 men plus women and children. And they're hungry. And guess what Jesus has? There's a little boy there and he's got 5 little loaves of bread and a couple little fish. And you know what? Can you think of that as a good meal? Bread and fish? Do you like fish sticks? Well, these weren't quite fish sticks, but you probably had to peel the meat off the little fish and then eat it with bread. But that's all he had, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus took that bread and took those fish and lifted them and prayed over them. And it fed everybody. Everybody. And at the end of the meal, when everybody was full, they collected up leftovers and they had 12 baskets full of leftover food. More than they started with. And everybody's belly was nice and full. So we need to remember that Jesus can... help us with everything. Nothing is too big for Jesus. Now, when we're done here, I'm going to give you all a bucket. I've got some new kids here today. I'm going to give you all a bucket. And you're going to go out through there. And you're going to have to kind of cut through over there till we get that wall fixed. And then at the back of the church, there's a big bucket. And you're going to dump these buckets into it. And you're going to collect money. And that money is going for a program in our area where there are some children that when they go home on Friday from, I'm going to say a word you don't want to hear yet, school. It's starting in a couple
3 weeks probably, school. But I saw a TV on ad on a commercial that it said it's a winter break for mom and dad. It's not school. It's a break for mom and dad. But there are some kids that their moms and dads don't do good food for them on the weekends. And so the boys and girls go hungry. And so this backpack program is where these children get to take a backpack home with them on Friday, and it's filled with food that they can eat Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Monday morning, they bring that backpack back to school, and they're cleaned, and then they're filled again. And they do that every weekend for school. Right? Now, the children during vacation Bible school, I want you to hear this. There were the maximum number the one day was 19 children, I understand, at vacation Bible school. And they collected over $380 for the backpack program. And so the money you collect today is going to go, in addition to that $380, to that program for the backpack. All right? So remember, Jesus multiplies what we have and meets our needs. And so all the money that you're going to collect is going to meet the needs for children during the school year so they don't go hungry during the weekends while they're home. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks, and for all of these children we are grateful. You are the one that, well, just does amazing things in our lives. And we pray that these boys and girls, that you will continue to bless them as well as their moms and dads and all of those who care for them. Bless this backpack ministry as well for those children that will be eating this food later on this school year. Oh God, bless them. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
That are blind will see you clearly. One day all who deny will finally believe. And one day hearts made of stone will break in pieces. One day chains once unbroken will fall down at your feet. So we wait for that one day. Come quickly, we want to see your glory. Every knee falls down before thee, every tongue offers you praise. With every hand raised, singing glory to you and unto you only, we sing glory to your name. One day see your glory.
Thank you, Michelle. Would you please turn in your hymnal to page 807, Psalm 89, and we'll read it responsively. It does go on to the other page, second page. Okay. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations.
Your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is firm as the heavens.
You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Then you spoke a vision to your faithful one and said,
I have set the crown upon the mountain of my might. I have exalted him among the chosen from the people.
I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him.
So that my name shall be.
The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him.
I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him.
My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. My steadfast love I will ever keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my ordinances, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with scourges. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. His line shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. At this time, the ushers will come forward for our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
good shepherd, you generously give us all that we need. You guide us to safe places where you feed and heal us, giving us rest and renewal. Thank you for taking care of us and restoring our spirits. In gratitude for your abundant blessings, we respond by sharing these tithes and offerings for the work of your church. May our ministries bring the new life that you intend for all people. We ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to the time in our service to lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. You see there printed that Joyce, your sister, passed this week, Jean Flory. And so we want to remember them, she and her family, this coming week as well. Also, Mary Ann, a member of this church, passed yesterday. That is Catherine's sister, 90 years old. She will be at the Ott Funeral Home, where visitation will be Tuesday, 2 to 5 and 6 to 8. And then her services will be here Wednesday at 11 a.m. Dot, there is a luncheon, but I think it's going to be catered. But I don't know maybe if you'll need to serve it. I'll find out tonight when I'm with the family, okay? And I'll let you know ASAP. Those individuals will want to remember, and also to remember, those Marines and sailors that were murdered over the last couple days, and also to continue to pray for our country. Leadership in our lives and leaderships in the world as well. This morning when I was eating that bowl of cereal, I had the news on and I see out in the, southwest or whatever, that flash flooding and just homes and campers and things are just being wiped away with floodwaters. And I guess we've had our fair share of rain, but it's not necessarily come that quickly, 4, 5, 6 inches in an hour. So pray for those families that are in transitions and cleanup, multitude of situations around the world that we can continually pray for as well. And, on the back of our worship folder, there is a list of individuals to pray for, from those in nursing homes, those that we keep on a rotational basis for a month, and those that we keep on long term, as well as our service personnel then at the bottom. Now, our prayer hymn this morning is number 472, but it is not Lead Me, Lord. 472 is Near to the Heart of God. So let's unite our voices and our hearts and our spirits. Number 472, Near to the Heart of God.
Thank you.
Gracious and loving God, thank you for welcoming us into your home, for greeting us with wide open arms, for allowing us to come and to sit, to sing praises to you, to feel your spirit and to hear your words. Oh God, we know that outside these walls, life pushes and pulls us in so many different directions. And sometimes, oh God, it just exhausts us. And sometimes we don't realize it because we've just been pushed and pulled in so many different directions for so long, we've come to accept that as normal. And yet you say, come away with me to a quiet place. Experience my still small voice, green pastures and still waters to restore your soul. Oh God, sometimes we don't even know what that is. But in the midst of it all, oh God, you continually call us by name. Come away with me. And so, oh God, we pray that in these last few days of what we call summer vacation, summertime. Perhaps, oh God, as we're planning some last-minute day trips or a week away, we pray for that place where you can speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. That green pasture, that still water for the nourishment of our soul. Oh God, in the noisiness of the day, you call us to pray for brothers and sisters. You, O God, even now know what it is that is upon our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Those concerns, those joys that cannot be made public right now at this time. Oh God, hear the prayers of your people. For those joys and concerns, O God, that we have voiced this day, we pray that you will hear. For those, O God, who are grieving the loss of loved ones, for those, O God, who are celebrating a new life, we pray for your presence. For those who are hungry and those who are full, for those who are filled with love and those who are full of hatred. For those who are experiencing freedom and those, O God, who are oppressed. We pray for your presence and your spirit. But we know, O God, that it's more than just our prayers. You call us to go and to do. To be your servants to the world, to be those that allow the power and the presence of Christ and his love, grace, and forgiveness to radiate forth from our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, that others might see and experience the joy of the presence of Christ through us. Oh God, as you send us into the world, may we be your faithful servants to the world. Continue, O God, to bless us that we in turn might be a gift and a blessing to those that we interact with and meet on a daily basis. O God, it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. As we unite our hearts and our spirits in the prayer that Christ has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare to hear these words of Scripture for us this day from the 6th chapter of Mark, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many who saw them going recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. And as Jesus went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized Jesus and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we pray now in these moments that we share together that you will give us a sense of peace, comfort, and rest from the activities of daily life and living. Those things, O God, from our pasts, those things, O God, that we are dealing with now, and those things that we know are going to come at us in the days ahead. Give us a sense of peace, rest, and comfort, O God. For you are our rock and our redeemer. And it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. I took a quick peek at my phone to see what time it was, and I know that right about now you would prefer I were pronouncing the benediction. So I'll see what I can do. I'll cut. But I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to cut. I know the two that are nodded. But this morning's scripture is a pickup from a few weeks ago where Jesus sent the 12 disciples out in teams of two to preach and proclaim and share the good news. And now they are returning to Jesus to tell him about what they've seen, what they've experienced, and the success that they have had. They are exhausted, they are tired, they are hungry, they are sleepy, they want to rest in the presence of Jesus, and he says, "Come on, let's go away to a secluded place, and I want to hear your stories." That's a paraphrase. But the crowds see them and recognize them, and they will not give them the rest that they so desperately want. My friends, the Christian life is a continuous going into the presence of God from the presence of the people and coming out of the presence of God into the presence of the people. I'm going to say that again. The Christian life is continually going into the presence of God from the presence of the people and from the presence of God back into the life of the presence of the people where mission and ministry occurs once we've been in the presence of Almighty God. It's that rhythm of sleep and rest and work. And we know that rhythm all too well. And sometimes, though, we get out of rhythm and we get a little lopsided and we tend to become more engaged in life and work and less in that resting and that which is needed. I flashed back at the early service. I remembered when I was a kid and my dad in his early years of work was one of those ones who we would say was married to the company. And he was working shift after shift after shift because they needed him. And I remember the day when he was sitting at the edge of the counter on a chair talking on the telephone about a work issue. And all of a sudden, it all caught up with him and he passed out and fell to the floor from lack of rest. That, my friends, is dangerous for any of us. And if we're not careful by doing too much of work, then we're not good at the other things in life, and we most certainly are not good at being in the presence of Almighty God who seeks to give us that rest that we need. But there's also that danger of being in the presence of God too much, where every once in a while we'll hear about a person, we use the term a hermit, and there is no such thing as a Christian hermit. Because Christianity calls us to be engaged in the lives of people. The rhythm of the Christian life is the alternate meeting with God in the secret place and people in the marketplace. Again, our Christian lives are meeting God in the secret place and people in the marketplace, and it's finding that healthy balance between the two. As I said, school is right around the corner. Anybody have vacation they're trying to cram in the next 3 weeks? Anybody? Come on, sure, sure. And hopefully we'll carve out a few days of that necessary rest and relaxation. And, you know, in the scripture, when those people came to Jesus, when he and the disciples needed that time of rest, Jesus looked at that crowd and he had compassion upon them. He didn't see them as a group of people who were coming to receive or coming for food or coming for healing, just coming to get. But the scriptures tell us he had a vision of compassion for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without a shepherd can't necessarily find their way. They don't know where the green pastures are and the still water is. They don't have anyone to protect them and to intercede when danger comes. And Jesus saw them as one who needed the good shepherd to provide. And so there on the shores of the lake, among the crowds and the busy people, those who were pushing in to see the disciples, to see Jesus, there he is standing in their midst and saying, in essence, come away with me to a lonely place. Come away with me to reflect, to dream, but most of all, to be renewed. And maybe then with some of that renewal and some distance between the hecticness of our daily lives and living, we'll be able to reflect a little differently on ourselves, on our marriage, on our work, on our children, on life, and get everything back into focus once again. Maybe with some distance, we won't be like sheep without a shepherd. Now, I always say to people when you go to a church on a Sunday morning and like today in the scripture that was listed from Mark, you'll notice that I read 30 to 34 and then I skipped 35 to 30 or to 52. I skipped a block of verses and I always like to say, double check what the preacher skipped and didn't want to deal with. But there are some beautiful words and teachings in there. That's the passage of Scripture where Jesus feeds the 5,000 people and he walks on water. Yes, my friends, when Jesus looked out over the crowd, he had compassion for them as sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus did more than just feel for them. Because of who he was able to feed them. And he was able to heal them. And if we stop long enough and let him, then I can guarantee you that Jesus Christ will come and he will satisfy our deepest hungers and our deepest needs. Come away with me, he pleads, to a lonely place. Let us pray. Oh God, how our hearts, minds, and spirits yearn for your holy presence. To nurture our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Oh God, may we set time aside for you. To experience your holy presence, your renewal for us. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord.
Thank you.
Gracious and loving God, as you send us into the world to be your church, to be your servants to the world, we pray that we might always be near to you and to the Good Shepherd, who seeks to guide us, to direct us, and to lead us to the green pastures and the still waters, that indeed our souls might be restored. For we go, O God, in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.